This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira fa ma ba'du. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, which means, the wisest of you is the one who remembers his death most often. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wisest of you, the most intelligent of you, is the one who remembers his death most often. So what is the meaning of remembering death? Think about this, right? We simply recite or narrate a hadith. What is the meaning of remembering death? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, in the last ruku, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَعَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, when the breath has risen and is stuck in the throat, the stage of nada, the stage where the person is struggling to breathe, may Allah save us from this. The stage where a person is losing consciousness, gaining consciousness, sakrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in that state, you are standing there and watching and you cannot do anything. You can't do anything. The person who is dying, maybe the person, the most beloved person to you, maybe you will say, if Allah, Ya Allah, take my life, give him his life back. It won't happen. You can say it, it won't happen. Because what is written for him is written for him. So Allah says, you are standing there looking on, you cannot do anything, helpless. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his mercy, Allah says, then we are closer to that person, but you cannot see us. نَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِ اللَّهُ تُبْصِرُونَ. And then Allah challenges, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you think you are so powerful, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Return this breath. The breath which is coming out, send it back into the body. Make the person come alive again, if you think you are so powerful. I remind myself and you that this day will come for every single one of us. If you are born, you will die. There is no two ways about this. Remembering death means not simply hypothetically or intellectually remembering it, meaning, what am I doing until that day? Especially when I don't know whether that day is today, whether it is tomorrow, whether it is the day after, whether it is a month from now, year from now, century from now, it will happen. So what am I doing until that day? Because this time that we have is the only time that we have in our entire existence. We started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the alamul arwah, from the alamul arwah into the rahmah of our mothers, then into this life, and then we were born and we grew up, and then we will die, and into the rahmah of the, into the belly of the earth, into the graves, and then from there in the alamul barzakh, and then as long as Allah wishes, and then on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, just to understand, 50,000 years, khamsina alfa sana, the period of the day of one day. And from there, after that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdausul Ala bi ghairi hisab. In this entire continuum of existence, the only period we have to do something about ourselves is this period of life. We had no ikhtiyar in the ilm of Allah, we had no ikhtiyar in Alamul Arwah, we will have no ikhtiyar in the Khabar, we will have no ikhtiyar on the Day of Judgment, nothing. The only time when we have ikhtiyar, when we have the ability to do something, is this period of life. That also in our childhood, whatever time passed, we didn't have shaur, we didn't have knowledge. So from the time we became baligh, from the time we attained maturity, puberty, to the time that Allah gives us. May Allah grant all of you and all of us perfect health until our last day, but we don't know. Some people, they lose their health. Some people, they get dementia or Alzheimer's or some other thing, or, you know, accident. Allah knows best. We ask Allah to save us from all this. So that period is the only period we have in which we can do something and make this life valuable for us. Because we also know the hadith of Rasulullah, he said that when a person dies, all his deeds will end except three. Awlad Saleh, who will do dua for him, pious children who will do a dua for him, some knowledge that he or she taught to people and propagated, which is beneficial, and any sadaqah jariyah, any work of ongoing goodness, charity of ongoing goodness, right? So this is the time to accumulate that. I don't know how many of you have seen this actual physical thing, but I know, at least India, Pakistan, we see this. In the summer, they sell ice. You have ice sellers in the street. So this guy will buy a big block of ice from the ice factory. He puts it on a push cart or something, and he covers it with some sacking cloth. And people buy ice from him, so he will, you know, knock pieces out of it and he will sell it. And this is ice, so it is melting. And this is summer, it is very, very, very hot. Temperatures are 120 plus, 40 plus Celsius. So the ice is melting. So this guy now, if he paid, say, the equivalent of that, say he paid $20 for this big block of ice. At the end of the day, before this ice melts, he has to convert this $20 into, that's his day's profit, right? So do you think this man, no matter how tired he is, do you think he just says, okay, I'm going to rest now, right? This is my lunchtime. I'll just park this car here, I will rest. Will he do that? No. Because he knows whether you are resting, water, that ice is melting, no matter what you are doing. That ice is our life. The clock is ticking, no matter what you do. The clock is ticking. You want to sleep? Sleep. You want to go watch a movie? Watch a movie. You want to just, within quotes, hang out with friends? You hang out laundry. You don't hang out with human beings. But you want to be a piece of laundry and hang out with your friends? No problem. Go do that. Clock is ticking. That time which we spend, is it earning me something or not? We talk about time management. You cannot manage time. Time is a factor of the rotation of the earth. You can manage your life in that time, your priorities, your actions. That is the meaning of remembering death. That this clock is ticking and then it is going to go finished. And once that happens, and even before that happens, when the curtain parts, when you see Malakul Maut, that's it. Time is over. Time is over. At that time, you cannot say, Ya Allah, please give me some more time. 10 minutes more, 5 minutes. No. Finished. And those who waste that time and those who don't do what they should do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ Allah said, O my Nabi, you will see them standing before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heads hanging in shame. And they will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا O our Rabb, we have seen. What will they have seen? May Allah show this to us in the cover of His rahmah. They will see malaika saffan saffa. Allah said, row upon row upon row, and only Allah knows how many. They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu on His throne. The throne held up by 8 hamalini arsh. Malaika, which are Rasulullah said, there are four. On the day of judgment, Allah will create four more. Because the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be such that these four will not be able to hold the arsh. Allah will create four more for that day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are so massive. To illustrate, he said, if a bird takes off from the shoulder of that malak, from the shoulder of the angel, it's a fast flying bird, this bird will fly for 500 years before it reaches the ear lobe, from here to here. Imagine the size of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will see and we will see. And we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu on his throne. And you will see the people who have dealt with interest and who made haram into halal. The malaika will say to them, come, here is a sword. There is your enemy, fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go fight. Because you accepted a declaration of war. Here's the time. This is the day for war. Go fight. And those who want to make dua and who want to ask Allah, but they don't want to control what goes into the mouths. Eat anything that doesn't move. Maafi mushkila, bismillah. My brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a method. If I ask you, what is the way of doing udhiyah? What is the way of doing khurbani? Tell me. What is the way? You know, you don't know. What do you... Okay, you tell me. Udhiyah, what is the way of doing udhiyah? What is the way of sacrificing the animal? Right? Bismillah Allahu Akbar with a knife. Supposing I tell you, I will take this animal and stick it into a machine and the machine will cut the animal. This is accepted? Is it halal? Is it permissible? So how is it permissible rest of the time? The method of halal, of zabiha, is it meant for one day in the whole year? And 364 days you eat anything you want. 365th day, the day of Eid al-Adha, you must do zabiha with your hand. Is this Islam? So where did you get it from? No problem, brother. There is a halal stamp. That halal stamp, the halal stamper, and you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is not accepted. Salah is not accepted if you are not eating halal. Please understand very clearly. I am not running a meat shop. I am not saying this to promote my business. I am telling you for your good. You still want to go on eating haram? Go ahead, brother. No problem. It's your life, right? Don't wait for that day. Do not wait for the day when you have prayed and you have made hajj and you made umrah and you did this and you did that and you did zakat and your business was haram and you are praying zakat out of your haram business, not accepted. You are praying, you are doing sadaqah out of your haram business, not accepted. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where is my amal? Nothing. Clean. Please, don't do this to yourself. Do not do this to yourself, right? It's not a mystery. We know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a deen which is clear and open. It's not a mystery. Make this niyyah as you sit right here. I will not earn haram. I will not eat haram. Yes or no? If there is any haram, I will leave it now. Make this niyyah and then go and do it. These are all games of shaitan. And shaitan tells you, no, just give charity. Allah does not need your charity. Right? We cannot do something wrong and throw money at God. Here is some money, go away. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us make sure that our deen is complete and perfect. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare for the day when we will meet Him jalla jalaluhu. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the most beautiful and best day of our lives, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.